This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Well, with the release of Windows 8 just 11 days away, turns out Microsoft had another trick up its sleeve. The company today announced a new music service called Xbox Music. Now, despite the name, it'll be available across various Windows devices. Listen to whatever you want, a la carte, and it'll be free if you don't mind the occasional ad. James McQuivey is an analyst with Forrester Research. Good to talk with you.
Well, thank you for having me.
So the main thing I notice about this is it is supposed to be free. All you can stream for free. How is that going to work?
Well, it's a very important lure. Think of it as Microsoft going fishing for consumers. That music turns out to be a very fundamental part of our digital lives on all the devices that we use, the PCs, the mobile devices, tablets, and so on. And Microsoft hasn't fared very well outside of the PC and the Xbox, and it wants to bridge the gap between those things. It wants to add mobile. And the way to do that is to give us fish in the sea a very juicy lure.
But how is it really going to be free? I mean, you're listening to ads or something like that, right?
Yeah, well, in the long run, there will be more ways for Microsoft to monetize. But right now, they're writing this off as a marketing expense. This is a way for them to get you enmeshed in their entire, that word, ecosystem again, what we would maybe call a platform that they want you to connect to the Xbox environment, the PC environment, and hopefully more tablet and phones in the future. And if they can get you to go into those environments and eventually buy music and rent TV shows and get games, that you will be in a great position to generate revenue for them, just not through the music directly.
The way you're talking about getting into their ecosystem sounds a lot like Apple.
Yes, in fact, this is a response to Apple. Apple has owned the music business. Amazon has tried to make a good play for it. Microsoft, I don't think, has ambitions to replace Apple. They just want to say, oh, we can do that too, and then meanwhile, here's all the other things that we can do for you. That's going to be crucial for Microsoft in this next shift, because it's not where they've been in the past.
James McQuivey at Forrester Research. Thanks.
Thank you.